Hello, and welcome to Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Neff. I thank you for tuning in today. In Romans 7:13, the Apostle Paul speaks about sin, which is exceedingly sinful. And Charles Spurgeon takes note of that apparent redundancy and shares the following thoughts with us. Beware, dear Christian, about having light thoughts of sin. At the time of conversion, the conscience is so tender that we're afraid of the slightest sin. Young converts have a holy timidity, a godly fear of offending the Lord. But very soon, the tender blossom on these ripe fruits is removed by the rough handling of the surrounding world. The sensitive plant of young piety is damaged. Even the Christian's heart can become callous. But how does this happen to us? Well, at first, a little sin startles us, but soon we say, well, it's only a small matter. And then there comes another larger, and then another, until by degrees we begin to regard sin as a small thing altogether. And then our condition becomes even worse, because we fall into unholy presumption. When we sin, we reason that we may have slipped a bit, but in general we've stood upright. In this way we make sin appear less than it is. We throw a sheet over it and call it by nicer names. So let me ask you, is sin a small thing to you? Is it no longer a poison? Don't tiny insects destroy large plants? Doesn't the continual dropping of water wear away stones? Sin wasn't a small thing to our Redeemer. It caused His head to wear a crown of thorns and His heart to be pierced. It made Him suffer anguish, bitterness, and condemnation. If you could weigh the least sin in the scales of eternity, you would run from it as if it were a poisonous snake. Therefore, abhor even the least appearance of evil. Look upon all sin as that which crucify the Savior, and you will perceive it to be exceedingly sinful. Romans 7:13 is the foundation of today's comments by Charles Spurgeon. These thoughts have been revised and shortened just a bit from the original. You can get the transcript of them at our website. The address is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Have a godly day.